Hello and welcome to the 15th TGO Minicast. My name is Daniel Nielsen. Today I'm in the Mandarin Hyde Park Hotel at a press conference about the Walking with the Wounded charity. Some of you may remember I did a piece after I went to Iceland to train with the guys, and then they went to the South Pole with Prince Harry. So I'm going to just wait until he's chatting and then I'll start it up again, and I will speak to one of the soldiers a bit later too. Thanks.
We were briefly, the conditions were a lot tougher than we could have really sort of ever expected. Not necessarily while we were there, because it was a clear blue sky and the sun was shining, but the wind and the storms before we got there were pretty horrendous. However, video doesn't lie, and Team UK did win. We did. Those are the facts. We had a chat and decided to give the trophy back and share amongst everybody else. So to the Australian contingent, if you're watching, sorry. on a serious note, though, inspiring others is one of the cornerstones of this charity, to demonstrate to those who have experienced life-changing injuries that everything is still possible. I hope this truly unbelievable achievement by everyone behind me and up in America, Canada, Australia, that what they've achieved will remind everybody that is simply that they can achieve anything that they want to. Our wounded, injured, and sick do not want pity. They just simply want to be treated in the same way that they were before they were injured, with respect and admiration. For some, the journey may be more of a challenge, and it falls to all of us to help them where we can. Be that in training, employment, sport, or even adventure. So, if anybody out there has the ability or the resources to give these guys and girls a stepping stone back into employment, then please do. You certainly won't regret it. This expedition will have inspired others along their recovery, and you'll see by the documentary when it comes out in March that it clearly has made a huge impact on everyone here and everyone that was wearing a coloured jacket that had the opportunity to go to the South Pole, but not forgetting the thousands of lives that will be changed and affected by what these guys have achieved and shown is possible. Also on top of that, I also want to thank the sponsors and everybody else that made this possible. The two founders for getting us all involved in this whole thing. As I said, the sponsors for merely making it possible. But not to forget the Russian contingent for looking after us so well, for feeding us while we're in Novo, and our Canadian aircrew.